Well, greetings, brethren. It's nice to have Mr. and Mrs. Segley back in our flock safely. I'd like to remind everyone that when I mention God in my messages, I am always referring to God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, both of them. But before I begin with my God-inspired message, Gene and I would like to give thanks to all the people who have been praying for me over the last 3.5 years. I also want to give praise and glory to God for answering all your prayers. You see, my quarterly cancer blood tests have shown no evidence of disease for over 2 years. And just recently, on Monday, July 6th, I received the results of another special test which showed that all my internal organs are in good condition and that there's no evidence of disease. So that is truly a blessing to me. Thank you, God. I am very grateful to God for this trial with cancer because I have learned many, and I mean many, valuable lessons. One of the lessons I have learned in this God design is that God designed our marvelous bodies to heal itself. I learned that if I stop giving my body things that harm it and start giving my body things that it needs, my body will heal itself. That's how God designed it. Our bodies have the capacity to repair wounds, fight infection, and recover from illness. Brethren, I'm still working with God to improve 3 other health issues, so please keep me in your prayers. And now let's begin with my God-inspired message. On May 2nd, 2026, God inspired Mr. Dave Markham to give an excellent message on how to deal with waking up at night when feeling anxious. This message is worth listening to again because it has some valuable lessons that could help you if you wake up during the night feeling anxious. Today, God has inspired me to talk about the times people wake up in the middle of the night for no obvious reasons. They are not feeling anxious. There is no alarm. They just wake up. The room is quiet. The world is still. And for a moment, it feels like you are the only person awake on earth. Now, some people roll over and try to go back to sleep. Some people lie there restless, thinking about life. Brethren, what if there is a purpose to wake up at night? The Bible shows us that sometimes waking up at night can be a sacred moment. Yes, brethren, sacred moments when God can reveal things to his people. The title of this message is When God Wakes Us During the Night. In this message, we're going to review 4 reasons why God might wake a person up during the night. The first reason is this. God might want the person to thank him with joy. Let me repeat. God might want the person to thank him with joy. King David said, "At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments." Psalm 119, verse 62. Psalms 119:62. When David woke up during the night, he did not complain about waking up, nor did he say, "I will pray later." King David used the time to thank God. In the New Testament, Paul and Silas were in prison. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says Paul and Silas singing in prison gives special significance to the theme of joy in Acts. Paul and Silas did not wait until morning to pray and express their joy. They prayed right in the middle of the night. Now let's look at the second reason why God might wake a person up during the night. The second reason is this: God might want to build intimacy with a person. God might want to build intimacy with the person. Brethren, during the day, life is loud, but at night, everything slows down. There are no distractions, there are no phones, no noise, just God and the person God wants to build intimacy with. The time alone with God becomes our private altar to build deep intimacy with Him. King David said, "When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches." Psalms 63:6. In this verse, David describes using the night to meditate on God and draw close to them. In addition, there are many scriptures showing Jesus himself spending many nights in prayer to draw close to God the Father. Now let's look at the third reason why God might wake a person up during the night. The third reason is this: God might want a person to pray for self or others. God might want a person to pray for self or others. Brethren, Jesus himself, with three of his disciples, spent a night in prayer in the garden. In the Lord's hour of greatest need, he prayed during the night, and he wanted those with sympathetic understanding to be praying with him. Praying for self or others in the middle of the night builds deep intimacy with God, because the night is where we are most honest, we are most still, and we are most aware of our needs and the needs of others. Now let's look at the fourth reason God might wake a person up during the night. The fourth reason is this: God might want to reveal future events, solutions to a person's problem, or reveal instruction on what they are to do next. Let me repeat. God might want to reveal future events, solutions to the person's problems, or reveal instructions on what they are to do next. The clearest example of this is in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. You see, Samuel was lying down at night in the temple when the Lord called Samuel. Samuel woke up and he ran to Eli three times, thinking it was Eli that had called him. Eli realized it was the Lord and instructed Samuel to answer, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." In this story, the Lord spoke directly to Samuel, revealing what will happen to Eli and what Samuel was to do. Now, brethren, I'm not implying that God wakes people up at night and speaks directly to his people today. But I do believe God can use his Holy Spirit to wake his people during the night to reveal solutions to their problems or reveal instructions on what they are to do next. I believe this because there are many Bible scriptures in the New Testament stating God's Holy Spirit gives his people direction, guidance, wisdom, and understanding. Paul wrote, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." Romans 8, verse 14 in the NIV. Romans 8, 14 in the NIV. Remember, brethren, it is very important to test the spirits against God's revealed word to make sure that they are from God. For many decades, I have gone to bed praying for a solution to a problem or guidance on what to do next. I'm sure many of you have also done the same. During the night, I wake up with the answer. For the last 20 years, I have been sleeping with a pen, a notepad, and a flashlight right next to my bed. This allows me to immediately record the answer so I could remember it in the morning. Sometimes I wake up during the night troubled with a problem and I cannot go back to sleep until I write a letter to God praying for a solution or direction. After praying, I meditate and I write every solution or direction that comes into my mind until I feel peaceful and able to go to sleep. Waking up during the quietness of the night is very special to me because some of God's clearest solutions, guidance, and directions have come to me during the night. In addition, about 60 to 70% of God's inspired messages that I give in church are written and reviewed between the hours of 11:30 p.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning. Now, brethren, let's begin concluding this message with this thought. The Bible does not teach that God's Spirit is only active at night, or that waking up during the night means God's Spirit is giving us a message. Sometimes people wake up during the night because of normal sleep patterns, age-related sleep changes, stress, pain, medications, or other physical causes. But here's the key, brethren. We must always be open. Instead of asking, "Why am I awake?" we might try saying, "God, is there something you want to say or something you want me to do?" Brethren, let's conclude this message by reviewing the three takeaways of this message. The first takeaway is this: don't reach for your phone the next time your eyes suddenly open during the night. The blue light and social media instantly kill the spiritual stillness and scatter your focus. The second takeaway is this: keep a notepad, a pen, and a flashlight by your bed. If an idea or a piece of guidance comes to you in the quiet, write it down so your brain can let it go and you can remember it in the morning. And the third takeaway is this: pray the Samuel prayer. Simply say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And then allow yourself to rest and meditate in silence. Brethren, let's be encouraged and cherish the times when we wake up during the night. Because sometimes God uses the quiet nighttime hours to get us to thank God with joy, to pray for self or others, to build intimacy with God, to help us find solutions to a problem, or to give us guidance and direction. So, brethren, let's do the right thing. The next time we wake up during the night, let's say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."